Morning, Grace.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. So just to ask, how did the Sydney protest go over the weekend? Was there a good turnout?
It was phenomenal. So we had about 2,000 people join us in Town Hall, and then last Friday we had about 5,000 young people all across Australia, New South Wales, from regional areas like Wollongong, Newcastle, the Blue Mountains, all come up into Martin Place and just flooded the area.
Oh,
So,
that's
yeah.
fantastic. I actually had a friend who went that I spoke to on Saturday night, and she said it was her first protest that she's ever been to, but she felt really like empowered and like really a part of the community in terms of she's, worried about climate change, and she now knows she's definitely not the only one and she's part of that group. Do you think that young people's voices are finally being heard now?
I think for sure. A lot of people approached us afterwards and were just like, we now recognize that young people are like leading this fight and recognize the importance of having young people and their voices heard, because in the end, young people do inherit the consequences of our actions in creating climate change and continuing the fight. But also, I think young people are also starting to realize that if we don't take action, then we're going to inherit the consequences of our inaction in 20 years, in 10 years. So the youth mobilizing is just incredible, powerful movement that's going to change literally history, because this is setting precedent. We've never had school strikes like this in Australia before.
Absolutely. It really is huge. And I guess just on that, why do you think young people feel so strongly about climate change?
For a lot of different reasons, I think one of the driving factors is because of the future. I think everyone sort of just inherently believes in their right to a safer, cleaner future. And that's the concept of climate justice. So it's recognizing that the people who like contribute the most to climate change are often the ones that have least affected by it. So fossil fuel industries pump all this coal and gas emissions into our atmosphere, but then we fall back onto concepts that the individual needs to take responsibility when that's not the case. So coming back to climate justice, it's seeing it as an intersectional issue that young people and marginalized groups and lower socioeconomic groups in society are affected the first and the worst. And then learning and leading through Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander people who have been our custodians of the land for 65,000 years and know it better than us. So learning from the most marginalized and working through society from the bottom up is one of the main reasons, I think. Another reason is because young people are so educated now. Like, climate change is something that's legally enforced to be like taught in schools now. So they're far more educated. There's degrees like renewable engineering available. There's environmental science available more widely. There's just so much more opportunity to learn about this stuff than there was maybe 50 years ago when anthropogenic climate change wasn't recognized. So young people are just so eloquent about this. I think, like, if you heard any of the speeches, they're all like live streamed on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, they're just so much more educated than I think even I was. Like, I graduated high school last year, but they're just that next level above that.
Yeah, my friend that I was talking to on Saturday night that went to the protest, she said that a couple of the girls that did speeches, I think one was 15, and she said that her I guess articulation of the issues and her passion was just incredible for a 15-year-old, which I just couldn't even imagine myself being so passionate about a political issue when I was 15, let alone when I'm 21. So I guess getting back to the question, Scott Morrison, I guess on another side, criticised the protest, saying that what we want is more learning in schools and less activism. What are your thoughts on that? Should students sit idly by, or is activism arguably the most important lesson for us?
That's a bit of a funny question as an organizer of a 15,000 person school strike, but
Yeah, I think I know which way you're leaning.
perhaps. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you can get real world education from sitting in a classroom rote learning things about climate science, when you can look out of your window and see bushfires happening on the south coast and in Queensland, floods happening in New South Wales. In Western Sydney, you're 50 times more likely to die of heat stroke than you are in the east. Climate change, I think, for older generations was taught as an issue that's 10 years in the future and that we can deal with soon. Whereas for these students, it's a now issue. And I think that's why there's so much mobilisation of young people happening and why I think politicians are so out of touch now, because they don't recognise that this is an issue that they're living through right now, as opposed to an issue that we can deal with in 15 years.
Yeah, but we're definitely seeing it, I guess, happen all around us. We might just feel like that there's more storms or there's more fires, but there's literally, like, science has correlated it to what is really happening globally. How can young people play to continue a role in changing the world and changing how the world sees climate and how it's completely different to daily weather? How can young people continue to play a role in changing perspectives?
There's quite a lot of ways, and the Australian Youth Climate Coalition, which does fantastic work leading this fight for young people and making sure representation is priority. So we have a program called Repower Our Schools, which is getting all the schools in Australia to transition to renewable energy. We have about 250 schools pledged at the moment all across the country. They're doing fantastic work. There's so many young people leading this in their own schools. We're just supporting. It's them talking to their principals, talking to their board of directors, really learning from the inside how to make change in that way. So there's Repair Our Schools. There's also joining your local grassroots groups, which meets with MPs and really learns the skills of negotiation and making sure your voice is heard in that way. But there's also another massive international school strike happening on March 15 that everyone is welcome to join, regardless of whether you're a young person or not. But it will be youth-led, but everyone's welcome to join in solidarity.
That'll be awesome. I was just writing that down on the computer, March 15. That'll be fantastic. It's an incredibly big issue. And I guess I'm actually kind of hopeful, really hopeful now about the future of the planet, because there's just so many, as you said, internationally, there's young people everywhere saying that this is an issue and we need to act on it now. Thank you so much, Grace, for joining us this morning and telling us about your role in helping us, get around these issues.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.